escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's that time of year again, back to school season. And Instacart knows that the only thing harder than getting back into the swing of things is getting all the back to school supplies, snacks, and essentials you need. So here's your reminder to make your life a little easier this season. Shop favorites from Staples, Best Buy, and Costco, all delivered through Instacart, so that you can get some time back and do whatever it is that you need to get your life back on track. Instacart, we're here.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Welcome back. Sports Radio 94 WIP, Broads and Al Morgani kicking it.
Yep, old school, new school.
That's right. Fly guys, puck it up, baby. How do you feel about the whole puck it up wave we got going on the airwaves?
Anything's good. Bring energy, bring eyeballs to the team.
That's right.
Like their schedule came out and people are complaining. They had to play Florida twice. I'm like, how great is this? October, 9 home games. Last year, they were invisible. They just got Michkov, and they went out west.
It was awful.
I
like 10 o'clock starts because I'm a sicko, but not to start the year off in Edmonton.
It was horrible.
What are we
doing? Way out west.
Back-to-back against Calgary. It's like, I'm trying to watch some puck.
This is great. You're at home. The Penguins going to be here in October. I think it's great to start the season. A lot of home games come in. And, hey, go right. Sometimes those Stanley Cup teams, they don't start the season out that great.
So what are you saying? We have a chance?
You got a chance to have a fun team, especially with Zegras.
Oh, I thought you meant Stanley Cup. Did Al Morgani just say they're winning the cup?
You got a young family, brand new daughter.
Yep.
I wouldn't be gambling the mortgage money.
Oh, okay. All right, I'll tell my wife you said that. We are live from Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Big parties and events are always better at Chickies and Pete's. Book your next event or party online at chickiesandpete's.com. 215-592-9494. Do you believe in the Phillies the rest of the way? It's been all over the place. A little bit, some yeses, some nos. I guess that's the point of this. And we'll figure it out from you. 215-592-9494. Before we get back to the phones, Jason Stark, foul territory, just spoke a little bit ago and gave some insight on Dave Dombrowski. This is what he had to say about the deadline.
I do have to ask you about the Phillies. Dave Dombrowski is like, he is waiting with his hand on the button to trade for somebody. How big of a move or moves is Dave Dombrowski looking to make right now all the way up until a trade deadline?
Yeah, Eric, I think he has this sense about his team that with the right move or moves, they can win the World Series, that everybody else is beatable, their team too, but they have that team that nobody wants to play because of their pitching, right? And I ran into a guy in Atlanta who has talked to Dave, and he said he thinks Dave is geared up to do something huge. He's got his prospect chips ready to go. And look, his ideal trade is not going to happen. His ideal trade is the Twins for Byron Buxton and Johan Duran. That's not going to happen. The Twins aren't going to do that. But that's what I think Dave would do in an ideal world. Give up a ton of prospects for a big bat, a huge arm, and two guys he can control beyond this year.
Can't lie to you, Al. I hear that, and I understand that maybe they want to go the Minnesota route, but he implied that even if they can't do the Minnesota thing, there is still something that might go down that is huge. Gets me a little excited that maybe something's going to happen now.
But that's where we started the show.
Yeah, that's right.
I said Dombrowski, his reputation with National because of what he's done previously is like, But haven't I heard the last few summers, oh, yeah, he does something big all the time. I hope this is the year he reverts to it. But if you're in Philly, those are hollow words because we've been here. I remember last year. Do it then. It's like he's at a prove-it-to-me space right now.
I understand.
It's a prove it to me. You've got the chips, as Jason said. You've got those pieces there. You know you've got a chance here. You've got a pitching staff that keeps you in. It's like you now have an educated fan base that complained about nothing in the minors, nothing in the system. Now there's people in the system, one of the top-rated systems comparatively to what they had.
Sure.
Put all the chips in. We are willing. And, you know, you're going to say, oh, you're going to complain afterwards. No. Let's get this thing done now. You're sitting there, and the national media in Philly, in Philadelphia, we have a really intelligent base in almost in every sport. Whenever somebody hires somebody, say they're going to pay the price in Philly. We know beforehand, like this is not going to work. This is not going to work. This is not going to work. They want this. They want this front office to make that bold move. Yeah, I'm waiting for it too. I just think that we've become. I think that most fans think that they're going to. I'll use the term "wimp out" on this coming into the trade deadline.
Oh, the track record of Dave Dombrowski here does scream exactly what you just laid out. It's a wimp out. But something that we've been discussing, not just today, but for weeks here on this station, is. Isn't it so obvious this time around?
Yes.
Like, in previous years, you could make the argument last year with the way the bullpen was pitching. You had multiple all-stars in Strom and Hoffman. So you can add in Estevez. That was okay. You could sell me certain moves that they made.
I'm
not
gonna
all
take
of
him
them,
again.
I know. But I'm saying this year, it's so blah and bleak in so many areas that you have to make the big spot. You have to. There's just no other option. I think they are finally there where there really is no other way they can go except for that one, right? And now if they miss that, then I'm like, I'm out on Dave. I'm out on Dave. They missed this opportunity. They're out. I'm done.
This is it for him, for the fans anyway here. It's a prove-it moment for him to get something done here, unless they do minimal and go out and have great success, which most people don't expect, I guess. But I want fireworks at that trade deadline. I just think that they're set up for it. That they've done this. They have a wallet that can buy their way out if they have a mess. If it doesn't work out, they're going to be okay, no matter what happens here with this pitching staff. I'm assuming Nola's comes back relatively healthy, and he can also go into this trade deadline. Even if it's you're giving up too much. Well, I was put in that position by a guy that used an illegal substance.
Sure.
So
yeah, I have to. You're right. We had to zig a little bit because of things that went down. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I had to do an overpay. I had to put a prospect on the table that didn't necessarily want to because this is the price you pay when someone takes substances.
Right. I lost a starting pitcher to an injury. And I lost the guy out of the bullpen due to an illegal substance. Yeah, we had to pay the price.
It's remarkable that we talk about the starting rotation the way that we do without even Aaron Nola. Now, some are thinking Aaron Nola is a bum, but he's not. To have this overpowering starting rotation without Nola even being a part of it is crazy. Yeah. So when he returns, it makes it even more interesting for moving around some pieces. The one issue, and we're going to get to the phones in a sec here, is I thought I could pencil in Andrew Painter to come out of the pen and be a piece for you in the playoffs. I don't know if I feel good about the way he's been pitching.
Well, that's my worry with these, quote, prospects, including Crawford, who I see no – you mentioned why maybe he's not here. It's not a good sign. And Painter's taken a little more time than we anticipated coming back. So I'm like, okay, let's move on.
He's getting beat up. He's getting beat up at times. 5 innings, 4 earned runs, 6 innings, 4 earned runs, home runs. You think Aaron Nola's giving up some bombs. Painter's been getting shelled a bit out there. I needed dominance. I was told this guy's a can't-miss guy. Anyway, Joe in the Northeast, you're on WIP. What's up, Joe?
Hey, Hunter, Al, how you doing?
Great, Joe.
Okay, you know, Al, you were saying about, I guess you were referring to relief pitchers about, you know, gotta have to have been in that moment before. And you used to have Mitch Williams on your show, Al, and he always said that to be a closer, you have to have the mentality to get that 27th out. And when you have this manager, and I'm before he should have been replaced, this guy, whether he, when he has the arms, he doesn't know how to use the bullpen. He still keeps talking about pitching the pockets so that when their 1, 2, and 3 hitter comes in an eighth inning, he's going to bring his closer in to face him there. What's that telling your seventh inning guy and your eighth inning guy? Oh, you guys can't get out the 1, 2, and 3. You can't get out the 4, 5, and 6. Yeah, you got teams that win when we got beaten by the Astros and we got beaten by the Diamondbacks. They had a set 7, 8, and 9 guy, right? Now we don't have that this year. And Hunter, you said about, you know, we bring in Lizardo to the bullpen. Yeah, but you can't do that in October. You have to start using him that way in September. So whether they have enough weed that they can do that. And then I seen Painter's start, every start except the last one, okay? And he's not throwing 100 miles an hour. He's throwing 95, 97, and he's leaving his fastball up. And I missed his last game. It was a rain-shortened game. And apparently the Mets catcher, they were playing the Mets farm team, Alvarez, he hit a home run and a double off him in that game. And Alvarez, he's down there in the minor leagues because he's a wild swinger and he has to work on his catching. So, he's given up. Nick Abel is way far developed than him, and they rushed Abel up the second time. He had only pitched one game of 7 innings in his whole minor league career. One game, and they brought him back up. He needed more work down in the minor leagues. Or if you're not going to use him as a starter in September, Abel, then get him adjusted to the bullpen. Put him down in the Triple-A. Let him work out of the pen. You just can't change a starter to a bullpen guy. It's a different way of getting ready. You have plenty of time before the game starts if you're a starter. Much different if you're a reliever. And that's what they have to do. If they don't get a bat, and if they don't get the bullpen, the Mets are going to take
well,
this.
Well, Joe,
position.
They're going to get. And so, thank you for the call. They're going to get.
You would hope so.
They have to. Yeah. I can't even speak. It's so outrageous to think that they're not. They have to.
Yeah.
There's just no doubt about it. It's a must.
Yeah, and they must overpay.
Well, if they want to get the best guys, then probably.
Because they're in a spot now where if you're a team that's buying or selling and then getting prospects.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again, back to school season. And Instacart knows that the only thing harder than getting back into the swing of things is getting all the back to school supplies, snacks, and essentials you need. So here's your reminder to make your life a little easier this season. Shop favorites from Staples, Best Buy, and Costco, all delivered through Instacart, so that you can get some time back and do whatever it is that you need to get your life back on track. Instacart, we're here.
You have the Phillies in a spot where I'm going to get more than I normally would because of what you just said. They have to. So he has to go into this trade deadline realizing, not fleeced, but we have to overpay because that's what it's going to take.
If it results in a championship, no one's going to care that you gave up somebody at the deadline if it resulted in winning.
Even if it doesn't end up in the championship, you're going to have to overpay just to go into the playoffs thinking you have that chance. You're in that spot. It happens to a lot of teams when they get prospects that are regarded. Sometimes it roadblocks a deal because I want Crawford. It's simple as that.
I fight Joe a lot, though, on some of his philosophies with the Phillies. I don't think it's wrong to ask Mick Abel to do what he did when he got called up and all. He's 23 years old. Yeah. I think Mick Abel showed a lot of good signs prior to him having to go down. And listen, you can either do it or you can't. You can either pitch or you can't. And there are plenty of examples of teams that ask a starter to go into the bullpen and we need you here, go do it. There's guys like Wheeler who once would, now it's late in the postseason, it could be game six, game seven, close out. But here's Wheeler coming out to help close out a game. Like, you either got it or you don't. And there's only one way to figure out if you do or not.
Yeah. It's all hands on deck. You know it. You're coming in. At some point, your contract, your salary, it doesn't matter. That's when the calendar turns, and it's just about winning. That's it.
Do they have enough to do it? That is the great question. Let's go to Keith in Indianapolis. Hey, Keith.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. What's up, Keith?
Oh, good. Well, since Al and Broads are on the air, I got to talk some hockey.
Puck it up.
Hey, obviously goaltending is going to be the talk going into the season, but I'm watching the games and I try to watch most of the games, like the Phillies and everybody else here in the Midwest. But goal scoring, the guys that can finish, I'm really focusing on that. Do you need, in order to have a chance to get in the playoffs, what do you need from Forrester and Tippett?
Well, because that's the great. I was just going to bring up Tippett. This Forrester thing, though, scares me.
Forrester, I think, is going to be pleasantly. I don't.
I'm a big fan of his game. I'm worried about the injury.
That injury. I think if it was going to be the worst end of it, you'd start to hear already about stuff.
Okay, that's good.
I mean, there's the. Everybody looks at the worst case scenario. I'm hoping for the best, obviously, but that's not a hole they can fill. When people say, "Well, you can no." You bring in a rookie. No, Forster, by the end of last season, I think was their smartest forward, just in terms of where to go, how to play. I think he did all that stuff the best. That is not something that's, can say, okay, we'll bring in a kid and give him a shot. Yeah, you give him a shot, but no, you're not going to make it. That's a huge
loss.
That's a huge issue, which is why I'm hoping that injury is on the lesser end.
So good for Team Canada, too. He played really well with Team Canada.
He's a very, very smart player.
Keith, to answer your question, I don't know how we're going to figure out a way to do it because it might be impossible. But I don't know about when he gets going with that size, it's pretty remarkable because he is fast, but he's just so inconsistent.
Well, Tippett's, I guess in the NBA, he'll be called a guy that creates his own shot, which is good and bad. Because you have to learn to, and when you get in tighter situations, you're not going to get that chance all the time. He scores electric goals. He's got great speed. He comes in just pushes, just bulls his way through people with his speed, uses his speed to back people off. But he has to be more consistent. He's been a frustrating player to me because I still don't know that he realizes how good he can be with the skill set that he has and the boots that he has to go in and be able to make plays like that. But he has to be able to do it, get in position to make that play receiving a pass and not just everything coming off that rush that side.
Right. Keith, what else you got on the fly, guys?
Well, no, just with going with the Forrester, because he's been progressing up, like 20 goals to 25. Like, you want to see 30-plus out of him, hopefully, health-wise. But with Tippett, it's been going the other way. He went, 28, 27, and 20 And it looked like Tippett, like for me watching the game, he was snake bit almost all year, hitting the post, hitting the crossbar, goalie making a save, shooting the puck wide, you know, just on point blank opposite.
Yeah, well, shooting the puck wide is not snake bit.
No, yeah, that's part of his problem. True. But you're right, he does hit the – he is one of those guys where there's like a 4 or 5 game window and he hits 6 crossbars and he puts his head up to the ceiling wondering what he's doing wrong, that kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. But I'm excited for it. And then, you know, going to the Phillies, I'm all in. I mean, it's the starting pitching. And if you have to give up, out of the 3 top prospects, give up 1 of the 3 or 2 of the 3, hey, let's go do it. If you can get a bat and then get a reliable another arm in there. That's how I'm with it. So,
all right. Thank you. Thank you, Keith. I appreciate the call. 215-592-9494 if you do want to get in. All right, so it took about 2 hours to get our first Puck It Up call, though they've been lining up. Al, here's where I stand with the Fly guys. I think, and this is big picture, I think Briere and Jonesy are very competent hockey minds, and we are coming from, in my personal opinion, not competent hockey mind in Chuck Fletcher. So I'm very thrilled that we are moving in the right place. I like Porter Marchone. I'm very intrigued. I probably would have went Hagans there just because he's a center, and I value that more than wing. But I think Porter Marchone is the blue-chip prospect to be super pumped about, and I think he's like as close as ready to go as it can be as a prospect getting drafted 6th, body-wise at least. I mean, he's a hell of a power forward wing here that I'm pumped for. I don't like the Nesbitt thing. So, like, my point is I like a lot of what Briere has done. The Zegras trade was awesome. And then, like, here's how I don't like it. You had so much ammo, right? It was all about how much compensation you had with these picks and what you can do. And I was really hoping to walk away with a potential 1C or 1D, and I don't think I got that in any of the assets that they acquired in Nesbitt or Marchone, and that was such a hole to fill. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, the center dropped further than people would think.
With Hagans, you're saying?
But the worst-case scenario is he could be a franchise player.
I know.
You might have been in a spot where you could have said, we're going to risk this, despite the downsides with his size that he could have.
He's 5'11". He's not 5'8".
Yeah, but
what, you think he's 5'10", 5'9"? One of those?
But the way the league is going, he could be... You could look back at this. You know, your nightmare is, we could have had McCarr, we could have had this kid. You know, there's your nightmare. But I think that they said, we'll plug this kid in here. We bring in Zegras, who's got some skill. We'll go that way. And I do think if you just wind ahead a little bit with the money coming off the books after next year, you may be able to go out and get what you're looking for there. And then you'll have these kids that big wing, the size coming up. I don't like following the leader in terms of what you need. Like everybody said, oh, Florida, look at Florida. Things change in the NHL. Who knows what will happen afterwards.
Yes.
But you got to address your defense and your goaltending situation. It got, quote, better. I agree. It got better. It wasn't, you know, they're better off because last year it was unacceptable. But you couldn't go get that. If you're not going to have Hart come back, you didn't go get that.
You
veteran.
Can't have Urson be your 1A again. You just
well,
can't.
that's what you're probably looking at.
I know.
And that's, you know, that's a, we'll see what happens with him. But I think a lot of people, I thought maybe they're going to go out and get a veteran goaltender. To be a bridge kind of a guy, whatever. But you look at the money that those guys got, and they're not that good.
Allen stayed in New Jersey for 5 years.
This is crazy.
Long contract.
Yeah, it's like...
I guess to summarize a little bit is, if I had to give a number 1 to 10, with the Zegras thing and Porter Marchone excitement and things of that nature, and Michkov coming into year 2, I'd say my excitement level is like 8 out of 10. And I thought if they drafted Hagans or did something a little bit different, I could be at a 9 or 10. I'm being greedy, essentially. Like, I'm thrilled that I'm an 8 out of 10.
Yeah.
But I thought I could have walked away from this offseason being 9 or 9.5 out of 10 if there was just a little meat left on the bones. Is that a fair assessment, maybe?
It's fair.
All trending. It's trending way better than anything that we've had.
The fact that you probably have a team not going to the playoffs and you're 8 out of 10 is a pretty good sign.
Well, it's Michkov year 2 coming in with that checklist of things I got to do, Danny.
Well, the thing with Michkov, on a Monday, he's saying, yeah, I'm not going to be his show-off anymore with them. Try the Michigans. The next night, he scores a Michigan.
Yeah, what's he playing in right now? No, some
something
league
over
in Russia?
The K,
yeah. He's playing in a league in Russia doing Michigan goals behind the net. Well, save all those those bingos for when we're here, please. 215-592-9494. We roll into the 4 o'clock hour. Coming up next, we will continue taking your calls. And the All-Star Game in Philadelphia next year, there are some details that were announced over the last few hours. We will give that to you. We are live from Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Fantasy football draft time is almost here. Book your party at Chickies, the official sports bar of your world champion Philadelphia Eagles. It's Broads, it's Al Morgani in for the afternoon show on 94 WIP.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.